April is Earth Month, and if there's one thing I've learned, it's that quality is sustainability. Think about it. When you invest in well-made, durable products, you're not just buying something that lasts longer, but you're reducing the need for constant replacements. That's why I am happy to tell you about the Avocado Green Mattress. When it comes to mattresses, Avocado is the MVP. Top rated by Consumer Reports 8 years running. They use certified organic materials like latex, wool, and cotton. No nasty chemicals, just pure comfort that keeps you at the perfect temperature all night long. Here's the game-changing play. Right now, you can save up to 10% on these incredible mattresses at avocadomattress.com. Plus, they give you up to a full year to try it out, and they even have easy financing options with Affirm. That's how confident they are you will love it. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, mybookie. Mybookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. Today, plausibly live, it's the Zabecast.
We'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Today's guest, sports radio lifer and DC Jewish Sports Hall of Famer, Andy Pollin.
See?
And now, let's get to yakking.
Here we go.
One of the great traditions of my friend Andy's Sunday routine was Tiger Woods in a red shirt, followed by 60 Minutes and Chinese food. Question, did you have the Chinese food and did you watch 60 Minutes after Rory's win on Sunday?
Yes, I did watch 60 Minutes, but there was no need for Chinese food because there was a lot of food left from the Seder the night before.
That's right. These are the Jewish high holidays, yeah?
No, not high holidays. I've told you. The Super Bowl Sunday.
The low holidays.
Not low holidays.
The medium holidays.
There you go. It's a mid-major.
It's a mid-major.
Right, yeah. I've told you Hanukkah's overblown. This one is important.
This is Yom Kippur.
Egypt. Yom Kippur is, that's the big one.
This is Rosh Hashanah.
No, this is Passover.
Passover, right.
Passover, and the relationship between the Last Supper and Passover is fairly significant in the Bible. I don't think we have time to go into all the details.
No, we don't on that. But, you know, one of these days a Jew will win the Masters.
Who are the Jewish golfers that are contenders for that? Do you know?
I don't know. Has anyone come close? Greatest Jewish golfers of all time. Go.
How about Weisskopf? Was he Jewish? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm just now Googling this right now. Amy Alcott on the LPGA.
No. Okay.
About Herman Barron.
No.
Daniel Berger.
Okay. What years?
Max Homa is Jewish?
Oh, okay. Well, we got a shot then.
Okay, I'm trying to think of... Yeah, Max Homa. Matthew Wolf is as well. So you do have a shot.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask you, Andy, how much did you watch? Did you enjoy? And what are your thoughts?
I watched a significant part of Saturday and almost all of Sunday. Mm. And it was glorious.
It's amazing, right? It was drama.
Oh, my God.
Theater. Now,
I don't have Tiger anymore, so I have to accept that. But as I told you in a text on Saturday, I was rooting for Rory, and that was before he'd taken the lead. So I wasn't front-running on this.
Right.
And I really appreciated, you know, how he's handled himself over the years. You and I think were both at Congressional in 2011 when he ran away with the U.S. Open there.
Right.
And I've looked at the frustration. And, you know, when he won, it was like, oh, my God. It was like, you know, Don Knotts was driving the chase car. It was all over the place. And then he finally gets it there. And to see him literally convulse on the course after he won. And it wasn't like, and he said it, it wasn't like joy. It was relief. It was almost like you have this horrific car wreck. You get thrown out of the car. You got maybe one little bruise on you and you look around, and you go, I'm alive.
Yeah.
You know,
it kind of was, it was like survivor's joy. I'm alive. Unbelievable. You know?
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be this way. 'Cause this is just sports. These are just silly games, right?
Yeah.
Nobody lives. Nobody dies based on the outcome.
But what we do, and we love to do this in sports, he's the next. And not only did we say it, but when Jack said it and when Tiger said it, then he's got to carry that burden. And then it gets heavier and heavier every time he, you know, doesn't win a major. And it's been, 11 years since the last time he won?
Yep.
So, you know, that weighs on you too. Now, look. There's the great Lee Trevino line. You want to talk about pressure? That's $5 a hole when you got $2 in your pocket.
Yeah.
Understand that.
Yeah.
And win or lose, he gets millions of dollars. But at some point, the money becomes insignificant, and it's the burden of what you carry with you. And whether you it's self-inflicted or inflicted upon you by others, it's real. And you could tell on every shot. And it's not like, you know, somebody's at the free throw line to win the game or send the game into overtime. It's a brief moment. This played at an agonizing fashion over 5 hours, you know?
Right. And there's another element to golf, which is unlike any other sport, that makes it especially terrifying. And I want to quote something I read from Spencer Hall, who started the website Every Day Should Be Saturday. Do you remember Spencer Hall and EDBS when it was big, back when blogs were still a big thing?
Yeah, vaguely.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, he's a really good writer, and this was a great distillation of why golf is so much different and why it's so much tougher. Okay, here we go. Let's see. I'm scrolling for it right now. I meant to get this up ahead of time. Bear with me. Here we go. He writes, I have never seen anything as total and sudden as a golfer unraveling. Or anything is genuinely terrifying because in theory, there is no floor, no safety net, no limit to how far a golfer can fall into the pit of their own mind. That's really the root of the terror right there. Watching someone drown on dry land in the crushing abyss of their own malfunctioning brain.
Yeah.
How good is that? Little graph right there. He's so true. In any other sport, if you're playing like shit, they bench you and then you get to sit and hide on the bench. And nobody talks about you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not in golf.
No.
And even in other individual sports like, say, tennis, if Roger Federer is beating your brains in and you don't have it that day, it's like 6-1, 6-2, 6-love, you're done. And most people just say, wow, Federer is amazing, right? Mm-hmm. They'll say it's the other guy who's good. In golf, though, it's just you and the ball naked out there, potentially, like you said, for 4.5 hours of, I can't hit the ball, Jerry. It's like in Seinfeld. Remember when Kramer comes in and he's all frustrated about his golf game?
I mean, look, how many guys on a municipal court course on a Saturday can sink a 5-foot putt?
A ton.
Probably a ton. And here's one of the greatest in the world. a 5-foot putt to win the Masters. It's all over. You got Jim Nance and hushed tones already anointing him, talking about the parents and the sacrifices they made. I mean, it's all set for the big roar, and it's all over. And he misses the putt. Here's Justin Rose, who's been out on the range there, and he's under no pressure because he didn't really think he's got a chance now. Now he's back in playing with house money. And this guy, this poor Schmagegi, who just missed a 5-foot putt, has got to get back out there. I mean, it's just amazing drama. It really is.
Yeah, it really is good stuff. Here, I think this is the Kramer bite I'm talking about.
What was your golf score the last round you played? Before your shoulder was injured.
3 under par.
Ooh,
3 under par. That's what the professionals shoot, isn't it?
If they're lucky.
If they're lucky. Well, there is a certain amount of luck involved as well, and we'll see where he goes from here. What about some of the other atmospherics after the round with Rory and his wife and the fellow golfers and everyone else? That was kind of fascinating, wasn't it?
Well, yes. The fellow golfers, you know, were dapping him up, except for DeChambeau, who you were interested in me rooting for. Now I will never root for him again because, like a petulant little baby, he says, well, he didn't talk to me during the round. What is this, member guest? What is this,
Listen to you, Andy. You know the lingo.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I mean, of course he's not talking to you. He's trying to win the tournament. He's not going to make small talk. He's not going to let you get inside his head. Oh, he didn't talk to me. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
So I'll never root for him.
Yeah, you know, his YouTube channel has helped really rehabilitate him as a person. Some people, though, really believe it's all a front, that this is a PR firm orchestrated image whitewashing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't watch him enough to really get an opinion on him other than, you know, what I saw yesterday. And I was not impressed. And, you know, you didn't need to say anything about that.
Well,
that was
right. No. And when they ask you, did you guys talk? You don't have to hang him out as if he was the bad guy. You can simply say, yeah, you know what? We didn't really talk, but he was doing his thing. I was doing mine. It's all good. He's a great champion. Congratulations. This is where you need to summon the grace as a loser to lose well, which is what Justin Rose did, but DeChambeau is not there. Here's the quote.
Did you speak to him in there? How's he doing? Do you know?
No idea. Didn't talk to me once all day.
Did you try and initiate conversation with Rory at all?
He wouldn't talk to me.
He wouldn't talk to me, he says.
Wouldn't talk to me. First, he says, you know, did you try to initiate conversation? That would be an indication that he tried to say something, and he said, wouldn't talk to me. Maybe he didn't need to talk to you. What was the purpose of talking to you? You know, hey, how's it going? How's the wife and kids? Hey, are you feeling as much pressure as I am right now? No, you don't have to do any of that.
Yeah, yeah. It was funny. A lot of guys I know were talking about, you know, how much their wives watched or didn't watch. And, you know, everyone's different. Somebody posted this to TikTok, though, about how you're just trying to watch the moment as soon as Rory makes the putt, and then your wife hits you with this.
He won. That's so cool. Is this his first time winning? Oh, why is he crying? Is that his wife? Oh, she's so pretty. Is that their daughter? Do they only have one kid? Why is he crying on the ground? Well, now who is he hugging? Is that his brother? Or maybe just friends? Do you think they're from Ireland? How much money did he make for this? Is this his first green coat?
That is exactly why I never go to Super Bowl parties. That's exactly that.
I don't mind it, though. I mean, if my wife wants to ask some questions, I'll be happy to answer them. And oftentimes when my wife asks a question about sports coming from kind of left field, because she's not a big sports fan, it prompts an interesting sort of thing in my brain to think about, okay, how do I explain this? You know, we just take for granted, don't we, Andy, in sports, a number of things that just are the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have to explain them to somebody who is a total outsider, if you will, it can get kind of funny trying to, like, explain it. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't have that. My wife's a big sports fan, so she kind of knows.
She kind of knows the deal. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. So it's Harbortown week. I know you're going to be very excited. You'll probably watch and looking for the whole locations on Wednesday prior to
US
the pairings.
Where is it this year? Where's the U.S. Open? That's the next
U.S. Open's
right
at. Well, they're at Oakmont, but don't forget, Andy, the PGA Championship.
Oh, that's
has
right.
Slid into now. The two spot of the batting order.
That's right, because it was being ignored. It was too late in the year. It was August. People were ready for football. So they, where is it now? What is it played now? May?
Yeah, it'll be the next major up in May. It'll be down at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You want to go? That. So we can use a short road trip, 6 hours.
I've been to three U.S. Opens. Can you believe that?
No
two
way.
Two congressional.
All right.
But one at Shinnecock Hills.
No way. When you're working for the fan, huh?
No, working for UPI.
Oh,
for the fan. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It was, let's see, who won that? That was...
86 was Ray Floyd.
Ray Floyd, yeah. Raymond Floyd.
Beat the shark, Greg Norman. 86 was the Saturday slam for Norman. He led all four majors through Saturday night, only took home one of them.
Mm-hmm. Chocopotamus.
You know who got him at the Masters that year, don't you?
Who's that?
Your boy, the Ohio kid.
Oh, Jack. That's right, Jack, yeah.
That's
As a matter
right.
of fact, I saw Greg Norman's first PGA win, which
at
was at
Congressional in 83.
83 or 84?
83 or 84. You might know that better than me. Yeah.
No, I think it was 84. I know a lot about golf. Listen to this.
Well, you know 80, years.
83 was Fred Couples
That's
and his
right.
then wife who came storming out on the green and wrapped their legs around him. And all of us went, wow, look at that.
The former and now late ex-Mrs. Yeah. Couples, Deborah was her name. Yeah. And she had a real polo pony addiction. Which I think really carved out a lot of Fred's bank account, because remember, in 1983, what do you think a good year of earnings on the PGA Tour was for a good year?
It was probably under $1 million.
Take a guess.
300, 400?
Yeah. $334,000 was like a bomb year.
Mm.
So thank you, Tiger. Thank you, Tiger, for making everybody a lot richer on the PGA Tour. And now, thank you, LIV Tour, for making all the current PGA guys also richer. Because this week is an elevated event, Harbortown. And so there's a lot more money involved in it because they're trying to keep pace with the LIV Tour. So there you go. A little fun
fact. Not on my radar. Just bring me the majors. That's all I'm interested
Andy,
in.
Andy, I am so happy you're in for the majors. You know, we at the Church of Golf, we welcome all visitors. To come sit in our pews. And if this is the first time you're visiting, raise your hand. Let us know and come back anytime you like. We'd love to have you.
We're not interested in converting, and we're not interested in converting you. So we're just going to watch the majors, and that'll be that.
Well, no, we're the ones trying to convert you into actual golfers that we can monetize with shoes, bags, balls, rounds, lessons. And we already tried that with you, and it didn't take. It was like
my son-in-law plays.
That's great.
He likes it. Yeah,
good. There you go. Mazel. All right. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, mybookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job posts seen on other sites, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Want to know how fast Indeed really is? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. The drive to basketball championships, the grind of raising the cup in hockey. From the court to the ice, today's elite athletes know success depends on having the right team behind them. Same goes for protecting your family's financial future. SelectQuote's licensed agents are your all-star team for finding customized, affordable life insurance that scores big on coverage and savings. SelectQuote has nearly 40 years of experience helping 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage. Other brokers offer one-size-fits-all policies that might cost more and cover less. SelectQuote's agents work for you to tailor the right policy in just 15 minutes. Worried about health conditions? SelectQuote partners with carriers covering high blood pressure, diabetes, and even heart disease. No major health issues, get same-day coverage with no medical exam. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. SelectQuote.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. SelectQuote, they shop. You save. Okay, let's get to the other big story that I had no time for yesterday, and this is a potential pivot point in college sports in the portal and NIL era, and that is this Nico Iamaleva story, which I don't think is pronounced that way, but it's so funny that a guy who decided to ask for way too much money got basically kicked out of Tennessee because he wanted $4 million. He's not that good. And now, according to reports, he is scuffling around the likes of UCLA and Tulane for a deal, which may or may not be more than the 2.7 he was making from Tennessee. Wanted $4 million. Tennessee said, whoa, you weren't that good last year. I don't think we can do that. And he's out.
Yeah. Is this the tipping point? I hope so, because if he actually had a real contract and he wanted to do this, they would say, okay, here's your buyout number. It's $1 million. You think you can go get $4 million someplace else? Okay, buy yourself out or have them buy you out and you can go. But because we don't have that, we just have this agreement, which I understand could have paid him $10 million because he was getting money in high school as well.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's crazy. These are crazy numbers for a guy who, as you say, was pretty good. He was like middle of the pack in the SEC. And, you know, Tennessee said to him, sir, we're Tennessee. We can make more. We can find another Iamaleva. And you can Iamaleva go someplace else. And according to reports, they shopped him at Oregon. And Oregon's not interested in him. So I don't know what his options are at this point. It's late in the game. A lot of the seats are filled. Is he going to Bigfoot somebody who's already got a deal at some other school? I don't know. But this is why you have to make it professional sports. Contract, buyouts, renewals, same thing that they do for the coaches. And then we'll have some sense to this. Making these into faux student athletes is a joke. It's just a joke.
So apparently Dan Lanning at Oregon was the guy that ratted out Iamaleva to Tennessee, because Lanning called Tennessee and said, hey, your boy is shopping himself to USC right now for $4 million. And Tennessee was like, what? So that blew everything up. And then, you know, someone said, wouldn't it be great if Lanning got Ian Oliva to go to USC for $4 million, which it doesn't look like he's going to now, because you've now stuck your number one rival with a $4 million quarterback who's worth maybe one, because he's not that good.
Yeah.
But that's apparently not going to happen. So there is skullduggery, Andy, beneath the surface of all this greed as well.
Yeah, well, it's bound to happen. The NCAA, in their stupidity, kept fighting this and fighting this and fighting this and finally went to the Supreme Court. They went, no, forget it. And so then there's no guardrails. There's nothing in place. And, you know, once boosters get involved in this, everything gets nuts. And we're 3 years into insanity right now.
I must, though, push back on your and others' simple narrative about if only the NCAA had, quote, gotten ahead of this, quote, unquote. There is no getting ahead of this. Let's say the NCAA suddenly, 10 years ago, you know, it's been 10 years since the Ed O'Bannon case was settled.
Mm-hmm.
10 years. Yeah. Ed O'Bannon filed his suit 14 years ago. And we're finally just here. They don't have this current settlement, which they've agreed upon in principle, the so-called House settlement, with which involves a swimmer, Ryan House, or someone House is his name. It's not the House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if 14 years ago, Andy, the NCAA had said, you know what, we're making a lot of money here. We need to get these players paid. We're going to pay every player in football and basketball $100,000 a year, no matter what position they play, and they're going to get everything else they already get, which is room and board and books and a free education and training and flights and all this other good stuff. That would have been unprecedented. It would have been amazing, and it would have lasted 5 minutes before someone would have said, huh, 100 grand, huh, that's all. So there was no getting ahead of. The people that want the money are always going to want more of the money from the people who have it. And that's okay, but the only way to keep that, you know, as a functioning structure is to have a collective bargaining agreement. Would you agree? Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. How far do you think we are from having a CBA in college?
A couple of years, maybe a year.
Oh, God. I think legally, Andy, this is going to take a long time because there's too many elements that'll say, whoa, whoa, whoa. We don't like this deal. They're already saying that about the current House settlement proposal. There's Title IX implications. Mm-hmm. The women don't like the fact that they're not going to get nearly as much money, and on and on. And it took us 14 years just to get here. I'm afraid that getting to an actual CBA is going to take a lot longer. And then once, you know, you're in the process of going pro as a league, every pro league is a CBA. Most pro leagues have either a salary cap or at least a luxury tax, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every pro league has some kind of entry draft.
No, that's the one thing you're not going to be able to do. But also...
Bullshit.
No, I don't think you can do that. How do you do
not?
That?
Why not? Easily. You're a pro league.
Okay, well then maybe you
a
have...
A kid will say, I don't want to...
What you have to do,
yeah.
And I'm not opposed to this... You totally do away with the academics.
Yes.
Because this, once upon a time, the NCAA had something called the academic progress rate.
I know,
you haven't
the
heard
APR.
Anything about APR in years because it doesn't make sense. Maryland had a player 20 years ago, Chris McCray. He was a starting guard for Gary Williams. And all he had to do was attend his finals for his second semester, senior year, didn't show up. Was academically ineligible. Could you imagine a player today who's making $500,000 or $600,000 a year and they declare him academically ineligible because he didn't go to his finals? It'd be preposterous.
Right.
It wouldn't happen.
Right.
So let's do away with the fallacy that these are student athletes. These are star athletes who have been selected to attend and represent the college. If they choose to go to a few classes, geigazunt. But their responsibility is to go to practice, go to games, stay in shape, fulfill their commitment financially to the school. That's it.
Yeah. The reason that I keep saying this is going to end up with a high school entry draft is because once you start going pro, you can't stop. And you can't stop halfway down. This is Clark Griswold sliding down the roof in Christmas Vacation towards a pro league, and there's going to be no gutter to hang on to save you. Because what'll happen is, so you got everything set up, it's a pro league, but there's no entry draft. Well, guess what? The big schools will buy the players that are good in high school before they're even out of high school.
That's already happening.
Well, I know. And so the other schools that want to compete that don't have the money from the extra NIL that's above and beyond the $20 million or $25 million salary cap are going to scream and say we can't compete, and they'll be right. And you're only going to have 60 schools or so that'll be willing to be part of a full pro league, but the 60 schools will get together and go, look, we're going to draft these kids because otherwise we can't have a balanced functioning system. Because once schools start getting outbid on high school talent over and over and over again, and they're not winning over and over and over again, they're going to say, why are we even in this? It's going to split, I think, all of college sports in half. There'll be a good half of it will just say, you know what, we're going to go to some other model that is not nearly as competitive. And then there'll be the 65 TV schools that we watch on TV in basketball and football. And then every gymnastic program and swimming program can do whatever the fuck they want because we won't be watching them.
Well, and this gets rejected when we stop watching. But the fact of the matter is the television ratings are fantastic.
Yes, they are.
And what was, you know, we were hand-wringing about college basketball. Ooh, nobody's going to know the players. Nobody's going to have any attachment. Bull. The ratings were tremendous this year. And we get to know these players now of a very compressed period of time. We come up for air after the Super Bowl. Oh, it's mid-February. Oh, we got college basketball going on. Who's on the teams? Cooper Flag. Well, that's good enough. Let's move forward. And then, you know, we just watch the games. We know the coaches, some of them. And as long as people are watching, because this is the model now, how many people are watching, nothing's going to change. It's working for them.
Yeah. All right, a couple more things. I'm going to read you a list of names, and then I'm going to see if you know what this list represents. Buddy Hield, Malik Beasley, Bub Carrington, Julian Champagne, Jaden McDaniels, Harrison Barnes, Jared Allen, Michael Bridges, Jalen Green, and Chris Paul.
All NBA players. What about them?
You're like, guys that I have a hard time picking out of Duke Ellington's band.
Well, I know Chris Paul.
You know Chris Paul. The rest are not so much.
No, Bub Carrington hit a shot that kind of hurt the Wizards' lottery chances yesterday.
Oh, okay. Okay, but, there's that.
Buddy Hield's a good shooter. You know, I know these names.
All right, this is the 82-game club for 2020.
Oh, really? Those are the only ones that played 82, huh?
That's it. Welcome to load management. Not a single star on there. And the irony is that Chris Paul at 37 years old, he was never healthy when teams needed him the most in the playoffs on multiple occasions. And now he's playing 82 games. Question, is playing all 82 overrated, underrated, or rated as an important aspect of people liking the NBA?
I think it's rated. I think it's important. And while the commissioner used to say, we got to make sure all our guys are healthy for the playoffs, the analytics, the research told them, no, doesn't play any factor at all. You know, doesn't keep these players healthy. And you just have guys now who decide that they're not interested in playing during the regular season, which diminishes it further and further. The TV money is still very, very good. So, you know, that's not really crushing them. But the fact of the matter is, I really have little interest in the NBA anymore. I'll watch some of the finals, but you know, I can't remember the last time I watched a significant portion of an NBA game.
Well, it's because you know we're living in a city, DC, that has had an absolute smoldering black hole of basketball ineptitude at the pro level for 30 years now and counting.
That's true. That's part of it.
30 years.
Also, the way the game is played these days, it's walk it up the court, look for a three. That's pretty much the game.
Yeah,
and,
but if the Wizards were good or had some star players, you'd be into it. I can assure you of that.
I might be, but you know, I watched the Bill Simmons series on the Celtics.
Right.
And I just watched the ball movement, and you're not working for the three all the time. You're working for the best shot. And that kind of basketball is what I grew up with, and I just don't see it anymore.
1979 was the last time the Wizards / Bullets at the time made even the conference finals.
Right.
Just made the conference finals, much less won the conference finals, much less won the NBA championship.
They won 78 and lost in 79. And that was sort of like the end of the bad NBA. That was a period, a dark period of time for the NBA, late 70s. Not good. And then Magic and Bird came in and everything woke up. But
other than the Hornets and the Pelicans, who have never been to the conference finals, do you know who the next closest team is to the last time they made the finals?
I don't know off the top of my head at
the
all.
The Sacramento Kings.
Oh, yeah. Right.
In 02. Yeah. The Kings in 02, the Sixers in 2001. So other than the Hornets and the Pelicans, expansion franchises, one of which the Hornets moved to New Orleans,
right.
And the Hornets, which got a second expansion franchise, go figure on that. The Wizards are 20-plus years ahead of everyone in futility. When are they ever going to be good, Andy?
Well, they have a rebuilding plan that referred to as a tear down this year. Look, they hope the ping pong balls land correctly and Cooper Flagg gets there. But the 76ers, it looks like the process failed. There's a creaky Joel Embiid left over for a team that, again, didn't make the playoffs. I don't know, you know, what
Why?
The future is. I don't, you know, this is they determined.
Ted?
And I think Ted hired two guys who had done it in Oklahoma City. Lucky enough to draft Kevin Durant when he fell to number two, stupidly. They had James Harden and they also had Westbrook, and they had all three of those guys. Didn't win a championship. We're a good team, and this is the plan here. But if the ping pong balls don't land correctly, as Rick Pitino found out in Boston, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to rebuild your team.
I think part of the problem with Washington now is that it is a non-sexy. And it's a non-sexy market that is expensive, and it snows. And I don't think today's NBA player wants to play in D.C.
Well, I mean, yeah, the San Antonio, though, is kind of a small market. People want to play there because they were good for a long time. So I don't know how that works.
Okay. Well, you think Washington is an attractive market, and the team is an attractive team to get a free agent. Because, by the way, you know, Durant's going to be available now. They're already talking about him and his agent working on a landing spot for him since they fired Budenholzer today. They fired Budenholzer 1 year into a five-year, $50 million deal. He could sit on the beach for 4 years and make all the money.
They're paying, I believe, four coaches right now.
That's just amazing.
And this is this guy, Ishbia,
who played hoops at Michigan State for Izzo on the end of the bench.
Yeah, a guy who played a little basketball thinks he knows how to run a team. And I guess he's got unlimited money because he's just spending it like a wild
man. Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, it'd be nice if the Wizards were ever good. Maybe they should think about changing the name back to Bullets.
Not going to happen.
It could, though.
No.
Unlike the Redskins, which is hard to put back in the – hard to put that toothpaste back in the tube, you could do it with Bullets. I believe.
Okay, But what you just described about the last time they were any good, which is 1979, so we're closing in on 50 years here. The number of people that have nostalgia for the Bullets being good, not that many of us left. So I don't know what good that's going to do.
I think it represents not a child's name. And given that certain players, you can get Ja Morant on the Bullets in a heartbeat. That guy loves shooting bullets.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that'd be great.
What do you mean that'd be great? See, that's the kind of superstar you need in the NBA to be good.
He is going to take it too far. He's an imbecile. He's a great player, but you know, all he's doing is saying, "Okay, you made me stop shooting the gun. Watch the grenade. find me the grenade. I'll do something else. He's just the kid who keeps pushing you until you say, enough already. Get out.
Wow. Okay. All right. Lastly, I'll ask you about this. Are you aware of this 11-minute Blue Origin all-female space mission that just landed today?
I saw some of the clips. Yeah, the Bezos, not Bezos, is involved.
Yes, Lauren Sanchez, former TV anchor turned
Gail King,
Katy Perry was on that as well, and they were touting it as, "Ooh, it's an all female crew," but it was a bunch of men who made sure that the actual spacecraft got up and landed safely. I don't know if it's really that great of a thing to be puffing your chest out about feminism, but there they were. Do you want to hear from Katy Perry about how it was like?
Sure, why not?
It is the highest high, and it is surrender to the unknown, trust, and this whole journey is not just about going to space. It's the training. It's the team. It's the whole thing. I couldn't recommend this experience more. This is like up there with all the...
I couldn't recommend it. Do you know how expensive it is?
Tools
that I've learned in my life, from meditation to the Hoffman process. This is up there because
the Hoffman process.
What you're doing is you're finding the love for yourself because you got to trust in yourself on this journey.
You got to trust,
and then
in
you're
yourself.
Feeling the love when you come down for sure, and you're feeling that strength. So I feel really connected to that strong divine feminine right now.
By the way, you're such a badass. I love that the month of April, you're like, I'm going to space and I'm launching my tour.
It is the.
You know what astronauts have to go through in training? I don't think Katy Perry is, grasping.
They were up there for 11 minutes.
Yeah, right. Watch, why don't you do yourself a favor? Get on Netflix, watch Apollo 13 with Tom Hanks, and get back to me.
Or better yet, read about all the astronauts that burned to death on launch pads the run-up just to get manned outer space or on the moon.
Oh yeah, no, we've had horrible tragedies over the years. So let's not make this into something that's so good fun and games up in the air for 11 minutes.
Listen, I'm still Katy Perry positive, but the only thing I really want to know about that space flight was how'd them big old beautiful melons handle zero gravity? Do we have any assets of that? That's all I want to know. Don't tell me about how connected you are to the feminine divine. All right, well, Andy. Good run. Thank you for checking in with me. We'll check in next week. I'll text you, if you don't mind, the Harbortown score updates, because I know that you're excited for the golf season now. So, is that okay?
Yeah. I mean, I can always delete a text. That's no big deal.
I'll be like, Sepp Straka's 4-under, Andy. You might want to tune in.
Yeah. Look, you got me for the majors, okay? Let's not push it.
All right, Andy. We'll talk next week. Thank you.
Hi, Zabe. Take care. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna be high, so high. I wanna be.
A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby nutrients like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny-come-latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie. I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.